Hi everyone, and welcome to A Plus English. I'm Erin.
And I'm Elsie.
Okay, so everyone who uses Instagram knows the hashtag symbol, right?
Yep, hashtag blah blah blah.
Well, I have an interesting fact about this symbol.
What's that?
This symbol was put on old phones. Yeah, and there would be 10 buttons to push on the phone, all the numbers, and then the star sign, and then the hashtag.
对，就是那个在电话上面，家里电话那个主机上面的那个井字号。And what about it?
Okay, well, the man who decided to put this sign on the phone gave it a different name than hashtag.
Tell us what it is.
He called it an Octothorpe tag.
What?
Close, Octothorpe.
Oh, that's a crazy name.
It is. Now, he used octo because there are the four lines, right? And they have eight ends.
Oh.
So each line has an end, there's eight ends. And eight is the same as octo. Now, he used the Thorpe point because that was his favorite football player's name.
Oh, so octo is 指八个的意思，井字号叫 Octothorpe tag 的原因是这符号有八个端点。至于 Thorpe 是因为那是他最爱的美式足球员的名字。It's so hard to remember the name.
I agree. Now hashtag is much easier to say and to remember. But let's find out what this fact has to do with our article today. We're going to talk about another symbol that we see all the time and where it came from.
A Plus Encyclopedia.
Hello and welcome to the show. Today, we're going to talk about the at symbol.
请在每句朗读后一起跟着念哦。Let's go!
The question of the day is...During the Middle Ages, people used at sign in business. What did it stand for? A. The address of the shop.B. The price of an item. C. The symbol for shop. Do you have the answer in mind? Now, the answer is B.The price of an item. The at symbol is one of the most common symbols today. It appears in email addresses, in different social media websites. However, this symbol was popular back in the Middle Ages too. People used it to show the price of an item.Over time, people used the at symbol less and less. The symbol did not become popular again until 1971. Computer scientist Ray Tomlinson.Was looking for a way to send emails. He needed a symbol to link someone's name and website location. He chose at after he looked at different symbols.Today, this symbol is part of our lives.
Word power!
Price, price. The price of a movie ticket at this theater is 300 NT dollars.The price of a movie ticket at this theater is 300 NT dollars. Symbol, symbol. I use stars as symbols to mark important points in my books. I use stars as symbols to mark important points in my books. Send.Send, send, sent, sent. I send my grandmother a card on her birthday every year. I send my grandmother a card on her birthday every year. Link, link. This road links all the houses.In this small village together. This road links all the houses in this small village together.
All right, the first line of today's article says, during the Middle Ages, people used at or the at sign in business.
文章一开始告诉我们啊，在中世纪的时候呢，商业界的人们就在商业上使用小老鼠这个符号了。
Okay, so the at sign has been around for a really long time.
Yeah, and you know what? We call it little mouse in Chinese.
Oh, can you say it for me?
小老鼠。
小老鼠, okay. Oh, I like that. Okay, so people use the at sign in business.
Uh-huh.
But what did they use it for? Now, the article says...What did it stand for?
So, 文章就问到了，那这个符号代表的是什么呢? To stand for something,代表某个事物, like color red stands for good luck,
oh, okay.
in Chinese culture,but number four stands for death.
Oh.
Okay, so what choices do we have?
Well, we've got some choices to see if we can guess what this sign, or this symbol was used for.
Mm-hmm.
And don't worry if you don't know the answer. We're going to talk about it later. Okay, so answer A, the address of the shop.
店家的地址啊,that could be right.
Okay, so answer A says that people use the at sign to say where the shop was. Now let's look at answer B. But answer B says the price of an item.
东西的价格。
Okay, now...We've got some words to look at in that sentence before you make up your mind. Let's start by talking about price. Price is a noun and it's spelt P-R-I-C-E, price. And we're going to find out what price means right now. A price is the amount of money you have to pay for something. If you go to a shop and you want to buy a t-shirt, you might see that the t-shirt costs 200 NT dollars.200 NT dollars is the price. Here's another example. The price of a movie ticket at this theater is 300 NT dollars. Let's say that sentence one more time. The price of a movie ticket at this theater is 300 NT dollars.
Price, 价格。例句说呢，这间电影院的一张票要价新台币300元。那 price, 价格的高低我们会用 high or low 来形容。如果直接形容东西是昂贵或便宜的，我们要用 expensive 或是 cheap。所以千万不要用 expensive 或 cheap 来形容 price 这个字哦。
Okay, so we saw that the at sign here is for the price of an item.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's an item?
Item 就是东西项目。
Oh.
And the third choice we have?
Okay, so answer B is all about money. Answer A is about the address. Here's answer C. It says the symbol for shop.
代表店家的标志。
Okay, now we have an important word to look at here.
Mm-hmm.
Symbol is a noun and it's spelled S-Y-M-B-O-L, symbol. Now let's find out more about this important noun right now. A symbol is a picture or a shape that means something else. For example, if you see a picture of a woman on a door, you know that this is a door to a bathroom and only women can go inside. Another example is a big yellow M. When you see that big yellow M, you might know you're at a McDonald's. Here's another example. I use stars as symbols to mark important points in my books. One more time. I use stars as symbols to mark important points in my books.
Symbol 这个字呢是符号标志的意思。例句说啊，我用星星当符号来标记我书本中的重点。另外呢 symbolize 这个动词也很重要啊，它是象征代表的意思。For example, the red envelopes children get during Chinese New Year symbolize good luck.
And lots of money.
Uh-huh. 孩子们在农历新年拿到的红包象征好运还有很多钱。
Okay, so let's go over those choices one more time.
Okay.
The at symbol is for A, the shop's location.
Mm-hmm, 店家的地址。
Mm-hmm, or the price of an item.
东西的价格。
Or it stands for the word shop.
店家的标志。
Okay, well, I'm not really sure which one. These are all really good choices.
Yeah, I don't know which one to choose.
Okay, well, we're going to find out more about this symbol now. And we're not going to find out the answer quite yet.
Oh.
We'll find out in a couple of minutes.
Okay.
So first, back to the article. It says, the at symbol is one of the most common symbols today.
At 这个符号呢是现在最普遍的符号之一。同学们，虽然我们中文讲小老鼠，可是你讲英文的时候要讲 at， 不是 little mouse。
Okay, can you tell us more about the words most common, Elsie?
Sure. Common 这个字呢是形容词，常见的、普遍的。那我们文章用到的 most common， 它用的是形容词的最高级、最常见的、最普遍的。
Okay, so let's find out where we can see this common symbol. The article tells us it appears in email addresses and different social media websites, like Instagram.
Oh, so at 会出现在电子邮件的地址里面，还有不同的社群媒体网站上面也会看到这个符号。
Okay, so I know that I've seen this at symbol in email addresses.
Yep.
I have them in my email addresses. Okay.But let's talk about social media websites.
Okay, social, 社会的 media, 媒体 website, 网站 So social media website 就是社群媒体网站 like Google,、
mm-hmm.
Facebook,、
ah.
YouTube, Pinterest, Reddit.
Oh, there are so many,
right?
There are a lot.
So many different social media websites.、
Mm-hmm. So many that we didn't even name all of them.
Right.
Okay, so here's what we know.The at symbol is really popular, but here's where the article gets to the interesting part. It says, however, this symbol was popular back in the Middle Ages too.
Wow, 然而呢这个符号在中世纪的时候就已经很受欢迎了。Mm-hmm. And we haven't seen the answer yet now.
Nope. And here, the article is going to tell us the answer. It、
okay.
tells why it was so popular back then.、
Mm-hmm.
It says...People used it to show the price of an item.
Okay, so here is the answer, right?
Yeah.
原来是人们用 at 这个符号呢来标示物品的价钱。
Okay, so if you think about it, now we use the dollar sign,、
mm-hmm.
or there's the NT symbol,、
mm-hmm.
or there's different symbols maybe for the euro or the pound, all these different signs, but they just use at in the Middle Ages.、
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's interesting. So we saw that the answer was B, And it showed the price of an item.
So after that, what happened?
Good question. The article tells us, over time, people used the at symbol less and less.
随着时间的演进，随着时间的推移呢，人们就越来越少用 at 这个符号了。
Now, in fact, it started to be used so little that people stopped using it completely.
最后完全都没有使用。
In fact, it stayed that way for a really long time as well. Here, the article says...The symbol did not become popular again until 1971.
直到1971年，这个符号才又变得受欢迎。我们看到 not until 代表的是直到某个时间某事才发生。So for example, my brother didn't come home until 11:30 last night.
Oh, very late.
我弟弟昨天晚上11点半才回到家。Okay, so why did the symbol become popular again?
Good question again. So many good questions today, Elsie. Let's find out who made the at symbol popular again. The article tells us about Ray Tomlinson. It says, computer scientist Ray Tomlinson was looking for a way to send emails.
所以我们这边有一位电脑科学家叫做 Ray Tomlinson. 他呢当时正在寻找一个寄电子邮件的方式。
One other interesting thing to note about this computer scientist, Ray Tomlinson, is that he also invented email.
哦，原来他就是发明电子邮件的人。
So, Tomlinson wanted to send emails. Send is a verb, and it's spelled S-E-N-D, send. Okay, what do you do when you send something, though?When you send something, you make it go to a certain place. You can send a letter by putting it in the mail. Then the post office makes it go to the right address. Now, when you send an email, a computer does the job of the post office. Here's an example. I send my grandmother a card on her birthday every year. One more time.I send my grandmother a card on her birthday every year.
Send 是发送、寄送。例句说呢，我每年都会在祖母生日的时候寄送一张卡片给她。那我们可以说 to send somebody something, 或者是 to send something to somebody. 所以代换回例句，我们可以说啊 ，I send a card to my grandmother on her birthday every year.另外呢，我们在课文中看到 was looking for， 当时正在寻找。现在我们就有请 Magic Box 讲师为我们讲解，到底过去进行式该怎么用呢
？Magic Box 找亮点。
Hey yo 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 yo， 没错，我就是阿月。我知道你看到我非常喜悦，欢迎来到 Magic Box， 给我安静，因为节目已经开始。OK， 刚开场那 rap 啊，我觉得还可以啦，还不是因为节目都要开始，我还看到你们在聊天。You guys were still chatting when I saw you。哎，那我只好用这种方式 ，you know， 来吸引你们的注意力。哎，那不过啊，阿月的出场，相信也让大家有一个 surprise 嘛，对不对？哎，不过啊，今天阿月我呢，可不是要教大家这个 rap， 而是要跟大家聊聊这个英文的部分。要不要小看这个 rapper 们哦，其实英文啊也是要略知一二的。Hey， I'm talking to you right now. Are you listening？对，我正在跟你说话耶，你有在听吗？哎，你们这样。我觉得不行，我觉得不行，注意听好吗 ？OK， I'm talking to you. Are you listening？ 哎，这个地方呢，就是耳尖的朋友们一定听得出来，我用了现在进行式的句型。哎，那也就是 be 动词加上 v i n g， 代表说我此时此刻 right now 正在进行的某件事情。OK， 这不难，真的不难。不过啊，如果是我要说这个过去的时候，在某个时间正在做某件事情呢，诶，很简单，只要将这个 be 动词的部分啊改成这个过去式的时态就行啦。希望大家没有忘记 am 和 is 的过去式是什么呢 ？was， 那 are 呢？没错，非常简单，过去式就是 were。诶，回想一下我一开始说的 ，You guys were still chatting when I saw you。 注意一下这个时间点哦。哎，当我看到你们的时候，你们正在聊天，所以这边的这个 were 就是 be 动词的过去式啊。那一样后面呢接上 ving， 就代表说，哎，刚刚我看到你这个时间点，你们正在做某件事情。OK， 那再跟大家讲另外一个句子好了啦。People were shouting for an encore at the end of my concert. Okay. 可能是我这个演出就是 you know 太精彩了。那时候大家在那个演唱会快要结束的时候，一直喊 Uncle. 哎 ，at the end， 在这个时间点上面，观众们啊正在做的事情就是喊 Uncle. 而且啊，这过去发生的这件事情，当然用到的就是过去进行式喽。You got it？一凡，
好，有默契，有默契
，OK。
阿月，哎，你有 freestyle 吗？
哇 ，OK， 好，可以。那我就用这个 freestyle 来帮大家做个复习好了。OK， 在过去你做过什么事情，可以用过去进行式的句型 ，be 动词变过去式就行，后面加上 ving， 放在一起就没有问题。I was rapping and teaching when 吴亦凡 came into the room. 大家记得回去好好的复习。Yo, peace.
Okay, welcome back. Let's find out more about what Tomlinson did. The article says he needed a symbol to link someone's name and website location.
好，所以他当时需要一个符号来连接某人的名字和网站的位置。
Okay, so he wanted to link a person's name, like Ray,、mm-hmm. with a website's location. Let's say it's called email.com.、Mm-hmm. Here, link is a verb, and it's spelled L-I-N-K, link. Let's find out more about it. When something links one thing with another, it connects or joins these two things together. Let's use a name Ray with a website location. We'll say the location is called email.com. If we want to join them together or link them, we can put the at symbol in the middle. Ray at email.com. Here's another example. This road links all the houses in this small village together. One more time. This road links all the houses in this small village together.
Link 在课文当中啊，解释成连接，然后是一个动词的用法。例句说呢，这条路把这个小村落里面所有的房子都连接在一起。另外呢 ，link 可以当名词用哦。比如说，你想要跟朋友分享网络上某个好笑的影片，你可以 send the link to your friend，、mm-hmm. 给你朋友影片的连接。
Okay, here the article gives us another interesting fact. It says he chose at after he looked at different symbols.
所以在看过好多不同的符号之后，他选了 at.
Okay, now the article doesn't tell us why he chose this at sign, but we know that he did choose it and he changed the way we use this symbol forever. Mm-hmm. In fact, that's why the article now says,Today, this symbol is part of our lives.
今天呢，这个符号就成为我们生活的一部分了。So, at is not just a random symbol. It has its own story.
That's right. Okay, well, that's all the time we've got to talk about at. You can find more about it if you go searching on Google, one of our social media websites、yep. today. And you can find lots more interesting things about it.But we have to say goodbye. We're going to go straight to our review time.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
Hi, welcome back to review time. As you can see on our whiteboard here today, we have some symbols.
Mm-hmm, so many symbols、mm-hmm. on the board.
So let's see if we can figure out what they're all for.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's start with this one. This one's easy.
Hashtag.
I usually call it a number sign.
Number sign.
Yeah, I'm just used to the old phones, but like, that's just because I'm old.
What's the next one?
Okay.
Oh, at.
This one we know. Yeah.We talked about it today.、Mm-hmm. What is this one? What's it called?
惊叹号 Exclamation point.
Uh-huh. And why do we use it?
because we want to tell somebody we are surprised.
Or excited.
Mm-hmm.
Or angry.
Yeah.
Okay, this one, another
dollar
easy
sign.
One. Yeah, this one we now use for money,
mm-hmm.
which is what this one did before.
Yeah.
What about this one?
Percent.
Percent. So we're talking about numbers when we use this mm-hmm. one. Now this one has a funny name in English. Do you know what it is?
I don't know. Tell me.
It's called an ampersand.
Ampersand.
Yeah. Well, the A-M-P-E-R-S-A-N-D.
Uh-huh. Ampersand.
Ampersand. Yeah.
But it actually means and, right?
Yeah. So we use this one to mean and. Now, this one's really hard to write.
Uh-huh.
So I usually write it like this.
So this is your own sign?
Yeah, this is my and sign.
Aaron老师自己发明的哈。
Yeah.
Okay.
It's easier. And then, obviously, everyone knows this one.
Question mark?
Question. Okay, so you can see how these different symbols just have different meanings.
Mm-hmm.
They all stand for something else. You can probably think of lots more symbols. There's probably some in Chinese that
yeah.
I don't know either. All right, well, that's all the time we've got for today. For A Plus English, I'm Erin.
I'm Elsie.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
A Plus Encyclopedia.
The meaning of the at symbol.
Hello and welcome to the show. Today, we're going to talk about the at symbol.The question of the day is, during the Middle Ages, people used at sign in business. What did it stand for? A. The address of the shop. B. The price of an item. C. The symbol for shop. Do you have the answer in mind? Now, the answer is B. The price of an item.The at symbol is one of the most common symbols today. It appears in email addresses and different social media websites. However, this symbol was popular back in the Middle Ages too. People used it to show the price of an item. Over time, people used the at symbol less and less. The symbol did not become popular again.Until 1971. Computer scientist Ray Tomlinson was looking for a way to send emails. He needed a symbol to link someone's name and website location. He chose at after he looked at different symbols. Today, this symbol is part of our lives.Price, price. The price of a movie ticket at this theater is 300 NT dollars. The price of a movie ticket at this theater is 300 NT dollars. Symbol, symbol. I use stars as symbols.To mark important points in my books. I use stars as symbols to mark important points in my books. Send, 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 send. I send my grandmother a card on her birthday every year.I send my grandmother a card on her birthday every year. Link, link. This road links all the houses in this small village together. This road links all the houses in this small village together.